今天我来为大家读我们今天的经文，我来读就好了，我只读中文，不用英文的。帖撒罗尼迦前书一章十一到十二节，因此我们常为你们祷告，愿我们的神看你们配得过所蒙的召，用大能成就你们一切所羡慕的良善和一切因信心所做的功夫，叫我们主耶稣的名在你们身上得荣耀，你们也在他身上得荣耀，都照着我们的神并主耶稣基督的恩。今天我们正道的题目叫在全地上荣耀基督。
Today's our sermon is Glorify Christ in the World。
我们首先回顾一下咱们教会的使命啊，这个现在好多弟兄姊妹已经都非常的熟悉了。
Let's reflect our CCMC missions。
从2021年到2025年，每年我们以教会使命的一句话为我们的年度主题。
So from 2021 through 2025, we have a theme for our CCMC mission thing。
那今年呢，我们常常说叫 last but not least， 我们的主题就是荣耀基督。
Last but not least, glorify Christ。
那在这个荣耀基督的主题上呢，我们一月份会通过教会的主日讲台有一个小小的系列正道。
In January 2025, we have a series of a preaching about a glorify church, a glorify Christ。
那这四个方面的系列正道，就让我们一起来深化这样一个荣耀基督的主题。
Can see the four perspectives in this January。
我们要在全地上荣耀基督。
We need to glorify Christ in the world。
我们也要在教会中荣耀基督。
We need to glorify Christ in the church。
我们要在工作中荣耀基督。
We need to glorify Christ in the workplace。
我们要在家庭中荣耀。基督。
We need to glorify Christ in the family。
那么，好，还是让我先做一个简短的一个祷告啊，也请弟兄姊妹为我祷告啊。因为老实讲，为什么把这个水拿出来是胖大海啊？这个嗓子稍微有点不太好。主啊，求主你怜悯你自己不配有限的仆人。
Lord, please show your mercy to your servants。
让他按照正义分解真理的道。
Let me correct to this.Explain your message。
让我们一起来到主施恩座前。
Let us come to your mercy seat。
我们思想何等重要的这样一个主题。
Let us meditate how important this message。
让我们来同心的荣耀主。
Let us unify to glory you。
在全地上荣耀基督。
Let us glorify your name in all the world。
愿主你的话语打开。
Let your word to open our heart。
主要让我们每一个人有一个敞开的心。
Let us have an open soft heart。
来聆听主的话语。
To listen to your word。
被主的话语得着。
Let us to be touched by your word。
生命得翻转。
Let us to have a revival life。
也让你自己的仆人啊，能够嗓音清晰的把主的话语讲明白。
Let me to have a good clear voice to explain the message。
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name。
阿门。好，那我们一部分一部分来看啊，我们先来看荣耀，然后我们看荣耀基督，然后我们再来看在全地上荣耀基督。
Let us to take step. First, we look at the glory.
荣耀这个词啊，在圣经当中反复的出现。
The glory show up multiple times in the scripture.
在旧约当中就特别的强调着一个概念，叫做神的荣耀。
In the Old Testament, emphasize God's glory.
那刚才我们所读的这个帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章当中，这个荣耀这个词呢，在旧约当中所对应的一个词啊，这个有的弟兄可能知道，叫做 kavod。 可以吗？可以啊。那个词呢，它分量很重。
Another very special about this glory in the Old Testament is mean weight.
那我们在新约当中，我们看这个词呢，希腊文呢，它叫做 doxa。
So in the Greek, it's called doxa.
那这个 doxa 的意思呢，它有荣耀、尊贵、尊严，但请注意还有什么赞美和敬拜的意思。
So it also means the glory, honor, dignity, praise, and worship.
我们每一年当以一方面为教会的主题，一方面的使命为教会主题的时候，我们也常常会去强调教会事工的一个方面。
We always also emphasize the ministry focus.
比如说，领人归主的主题当然就是传福音的事工。
So bring people to the Christ also focus on the gospel, share the gospel.
那弟兄姊妹，今年咱们教会的事工重点在于敬拜的方面。
So this year our focus is worship.
啊，这是有圣经根据的。
It's based on the Bible.
啊，让我们做一个敬拜的人。
Let us be a worship person.
生命成为一种的敬拜，也把一切的荣耀都归给我们的主，我们的神。
Yeah, in our life, worship is our lifestyle.
啊，那么下面咱们就来看，就荣耀基督。
The second we see glorify Christ.
啊，那个荣耀基督这个重点，我们来看基督这个名字。
Let us focus on Christ.
嗯，为什么我们说要荣耀主啊，荣耀基督啊？
Why we need to glorify Christ?
因为这个教会是基督的教会。
Because this church is Christ church.
好，那我们每一个人，我们叫什么徒？请大家回答。基督徒，所以我们是基督的门徒。
Also, we are disciple of Christ.
啊，那么我们要常常去传什么？传福音，是谁的福音？是基督的福音。
We often to say share the gospel is the gospel of Christ.
啊。所以我们所做的一切是为了荣耀基督。
Everything we should do is to glorify Christ's name.
在约翰福音十七章第一节，啊，这里耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说：“父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。”
This is John 17:1. Jesus spoke those words, lift up his eyes to heaven, and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you."
很多时候呢，我们很自然的会说出来啊，我信神了。
Oftentimes we usually say, "Oh, I believe in God."
啊，我们也常常说，你看这个国家啊，小朋友 Pledge of Allegiance, One Nation Under God.
Yeah, often children pledge allegiance. Yeah.
啊，国家在神的下面啊。我们一看那个钞票上印着什么呀？我们信靠神，对吧
？In the dollar bill, we say in God we trust.
啊，那我们都讲 God， 感谢赞美神，这是好的。
It is good we refer to God.
但是另一方面，我们可要知道。
But in another hand, we need to know.
那耶稣基督他就是神呐、
啊。Jesus Christ is God.
啊，我们来看希伯来书第一章第二到第八节这一段。
The Hebrew 1, chapter 1, 2 to 8.
啊，希伯来书的作者虽然不能够完全确定。
Even we don't really know who is the author of Hebrew.
嗯，但是这卷书的收信人却是非常确定的。
But we know who is received this letter.
写给谁？这个希伯来人嘛，所以叫希伯来书。
Those people from Hebrew.
啊，写给这些信旧约的这些犹太人，告诉他们基督的超越性，基督就是神。
So the author raises to the Jewish people during that time to see that Jesus is God.
时间关系好不好？就请咱们露西姐妹就只读英文啊，大家来看中文。
Okay, so Hebrew chapter 1:2-8, God has is those last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds.Who being the brightness of his glory and the expression image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of majesty on high. But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. But to the Son he said, your throne.
O God, is forever and ever, a scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. 啊，在这一段的经文当中，反反复复的强调基督的超越性，他的神性。
In this scripture, they emphasize on Jesus Christ God.
啊，首先第一个，我们看到圣经明讲基督，他是创造的主。
So it emphasizes Christ is the creator.
下面又讲到基督他就是神，他是神本体的真相，注意不是虚像，真相。
So also emphasize, Christ is the true God.
啊，他自己就是神的荣耀的彰显。
He is an expression image of God.
而且他用全能的命令托住万有，他是什么呢？他也是一个维护啊护理的主 ，sustainer。
Yeah, and also he's upholding all things, and he's a sustainer.
啊，那他洗净了人的罪，他又是救赎的主。
So Christ is our savior.
啊，他接受我们的敬拜，天使都要拜他。
He received all our worship, even angels worship him.
到了第八节更清楚了，当父论到子，直接就说神啊。
In the verse 8, just said, "Oh God."
啊，所以我们可以总结一下，基督是创造的主，是维护的主，是救赎的主，是全地的主。
So we can summarize Christ as a creator, sustainer, savior, the Lord of the whole universe.
在基督的教会里面，一定要避免一个形象。
In Christ's church, we need to avoid one situation.
就是只讲神，不讲基督。
So the situation is only talk about God, but no talk about Jesus Christ.
你说还会有这样的情况吗？
Somebody will ask, is it really happen?
有的。
Sometimes happen.
请大家想一想，如果你单单只说我信神啊，我爱神啊，我跟随神啊，神是爱等等，这些全都没有错啊，全都没有错。你去跟一个回教徒，你去跟某一些其他的教徒去讲的时候啊，他是不是听得很舒服？
If you only talk about God, I believe in God, God is love, etc., they all right, but when you talk about to another religion believe person, they may seem happy about your opinion on that.
你可以跟他谈一个小时，两个小时，谈得好像越来越近乎，但是你没有在跟他传福音。
You can spend hours to talk about the God in you believe, but it's not really sharing the gospel.
我们信神，但究竟是哪一位神？
We believe in God, but exactly which one?
基督是主，基督是神，阿门嘛。
So Jesus Christ, we believe in Jesus.
让我们一起来荣耀我们的主耶稣基督。
Let us glorify Jesus Christ.
啊，这一位的牧师大家都非常熟悉。
This preacher we often well know.
也是咱们北卡的骄傲，对吧？
It's also pride of North Carolina.
啊，这个葛培里图书馆就在离我们不远的夏洛特。
The Billy Graham Library is in the Charlotte.
嗯，那我们这个西边 Asheville 就前一段受灾的 Asheville 啊，那边也有很多，还有一个纪念葛培里的 Highway 啊。
They have a highway memories in the Billy Graham in the Asheville.
啊，那么葛培里牧师呢？有些人当然对他的某些的一些的信息啊，或者立场观点有不同的一些看法啊，这我知道。
Some people maybe have a different view about his preaching style.
但是呢，我要说啊。至少有两个方面啊，所有的人啊，不管是非常支持葛培里的，或者是对葛培里有微词的。
So they have two people they support, Billy Graham and another post people there doesn't really favor him, but we also have a common agree.
啊，因为没有一个人能够让所有人的去喜欢我们，大家也都是不完全的人。
We cannot make, he cannot make everybody like him, and we're not perfect.
但是大家。讲到葛培里都承认两点。
But when people talk about Billy Graham,
第一点，他的福音的信息永远是以基督为中心的。
So his preaching message is always focus on the Jesus Christ.
他不管是去见美国的总统，他是总统的牧师。
No matter he went to see the U.S. president.
也有人说他是美国的牧师啊，这里写的。
The pastor of the United States, American's pastor.
他不管是去见英国的女王。
Or even to see the Elizabeth in UK.
啊，去见北朝鲜的金日成主席啊。
Or he traveled to visit to North Korea's president.
去见中国的李鹏总理。
Or to see the Chinese vice president.
Prime minister. 他都向他们传基督的福音。
He always shares the gospel, true gospel about Jesus Christ.
都送给他们这一本基督的圣经。
He always gives them the Christ Bible, which is Holy Bible.
这是非常清楚的一点，他是基督的仆人。
It's very clear he's a servant of God.
第二点也感谢神。
The second point,
大家都承认葛培里牧师一生没有丑闻。
Second point, we have to admit, like he have no scandal in his whole life.
虽然他的名声这么大。
Even he's very famous.
但是他在自己个人的私德方面非常的注意。
But in his personal life, he's very, very clear.
啊，所以我们完全可以说，一个人像葛菲利牧师啊，我们都是人，有缺点，但是没有污点。
So for Billy Graham, maybe he's not a perfect person, but he doesn't have a scandal on him.
愿我们每一个人啊，我们都能够有一个荣耀基督的这样一个生命、生活和信仰见证。
May we all have a, like glorify a Christ life in our activity in our daily life.
好，那下面我们就继续来看，叫做在全地上荣耀基督。
Then we see the glorify Christ in the world.
首先第一点，我们说在全地上荣耀基督，可请大家一定要注意好啊，并不意味着这个世界上一切都是好的。
The glorify Christ in the world doesn't mean that everything in the world is good.
那实际上呢，我们知道这个世界上啊，许多的事物是不好的，是违背神心意的。
And we know a lot of things are against God's will.
这个世界上有没有很多的肮脏、污秽、罪恶、黑暗？有没有
？A lot of evil, sinful in this world.
这些事情是不合神心意的。
Those things are against God's will.
是干犯神的圣洁的。
They are against God's holiness.
那么同样，这个世界上有许多地方我们不愿意去。
Also, they have many places that we would rather not to go.
许多的事情呢，我们宁可不要去晓得。
Many things we rather do not know.
有许多的人，我们宁可干脆别认识他，不要跟他做朋友。
Some people we would rather not be friends with.
那这个也确实是应当的。
It also surely is.
是不是？有些地方我们做父母的跟孩子说千万不去，我们做基督徒也不去。
Some parents say we shouldn't go in that place. You shouldn't hang on with that kind of friend.
最近还和一对基督徒夫妻在分享，他就说啊，我们信了主以后啊，再到什么这些名山大川去旅游啊，看到那些佛教那个寺庙啊，不愿意进去。
So I was share with Christian couples. They said if we've been to some like mountain or some beautiful scenery, they sometimes they have a Buddhist temple, and they said we don't want to go in.
我非常的赞同。
I totally agree with.
老实讲，其实在信主以前我就不愿意。
To be honest, before I become Christian, I don't want to go over there.
就是本来非常好的风景，然后在那弄一个偶像的庙在那山顶上。
It's supposed to be a very nice scenery, but somehow they just have a Buddhist temple in the middle of.
所以我们信主的人，有些地方我们也不愿意去，有些事情我们是不做的。
So as a Christian, we have freedom to choose some place we shouldn't go and some stuff we shouldn't do.
有些人我们是要跟他们保持距离的。
Some people we should keep a distance with.
那我们怎么样在全地上来荣耀基督呢？
But how can we glorify Christ in the whole world?
那我们要知道，在一个世界上有光明与黑暗的交战。
So we know they have warfare between light and darkness.
在哥林多后书，我们前不久刚刚一起来思想学习的，那里明讲说光明与黑暗有什么相通呢？
2 Corinthians 6:14, and what communion has light with darkness?
在这个世界上有许多的黑暗。
So in this world, it do have a lot of darkness.
而且这个黑暗的世界的掌管者是谁呢？是那撒旦恶者。
So Satan is the one who reigns over the dark world.
他是这个世界邪恶的那个掌权者，那个 principalities, prince and principalities.
He is the principality.
那我们基督徒呢？我们却是光明之子啊。
But us as Christians, we are sons of light.
所以圣经明讲光明和黑暗是没有什么相通的。
In the Bible, it did says, no commune has the light with darkness.
在创世之初，神看着光是好的，就把光和暗分开了。
So in the Bible, it says, in the beginning, God separates the light and darkness.
那我们基督徒是光明之子，这里我却要请大家注意看两处的经文。
So I want to point out the two scriptures.
一个在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第五节，那里讲到神说你们是光明之子，都是白昼之子，我们是不属黑夜，也不是属幽暗的。
The first Thessalonians 5:5, you are all the sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night or darkness.
我们在整个这个世界上荣耀基督，但是我们千万千万不要变成一个属世界的人。
We can glorify Christ in the world, but we cannot become a person enjoy the flesh.
那另一方面，圣经里面主耶稣也明讲告诉我们说，我们是世上的光。
In other hand, we also scripture say, the Christian, you are the light of the world.
哎，那我们既然是世上光，我们也要避免另外一个极端。
If we are light of the world, we have to avoid another extreme situation.
既然我们是不属黑暗的，这个世界有许多的罪恶的东西，我们就把自己好好的保护起来就行了。
Often the Christians say, oh, then we're just gonna only protect ourselves from darkness.
这个灯啊，不能放在斗底下呀。
The light cannot be under the bed.
哎，只是放在这个灯台上啊。
The light need to put on the desk.
啊 ，understand 啊。那所以呢，主说你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们靠看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So Jesus in the Matthew said, "Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven."
所以什么叫在全地上荣耀基督
？What this means glorify Christ in the world?
当我们进入到这个世界，进入走上全地的时候
，When we enter this world,
不是被这个世界淹没，不是被这个世界影响，不是被这个世界掳去啊。
It's not divided by this world or influenced by this world.
而是我们里面的光要足要亮。
It's the light inside us need to bright enough, shine enough.
当我们的光明进入黑暗的时候，把黑暗驱走。
When we come to in this world, the light shine out and cast down the darkness away.
那这个就叫荣耀基督。
That's called glorify Christ in the world.
啊，所以我再说一遍啊。在有黑暗的地方，用光明把黑暗驱走，你就把基督的荣耀带到哪里了
？In the darkness, our Christian light shine out.
好，因此我们是不可以只在教会里面荣耀（括号敬拜基督）的。
So we not only glorify or worship Christ in the church.
啊。Make no mistake 啊，我们当然是在教会当中一起同心的敬拜主，这是绝对没有错的。
It is no mistake taking and we are come to church and we worship God.
但是我的意思，我想大家都明白，我们不能够只做一个礼拜天敬拜神的基督徒，对吗
？But we all understand we cannot just come here only for Sunday as a Sunday Christian.
我们礼拜天的敬拜是要带入这个礼拜的另外六天的。
Our worship in Sunday is for prepare us to bring the glorified God in rest of 6 days.
我们在教会当中的同心的敬拜是要延展到教会之外的。
The unified we have in the church, glorifying the in Christ in church, is need to extend to rest of the week.
所以绝不是说在教会荣耀基督不对，我们下个礼拜就要讲这个题目啊。
It's no taking like glorify Christ in church is wrong, is not.
我们是说，在所有的权利上，我们常常讲有句话叫“如果基督不是万有的主，他就根本不是主啊。”
We often say, if Christ is not Lord over all, then he is not Lord at all.
啊，那像好像国内有句话叫“如果忠诚不绝对，就绝对不忠诚”，是不是？The loyalty if the loyalty is not absolute, then it is absolutely disloyal. 有这么一个讲法，似乎好像也有一点道理。好，那么呢，我们要讲说，在教会里荣耀主是我们的起点。
Then we have to say glorify Christ in the church is just our starting point.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们啊，如果我们只是在教会里荣耀基督，我们就是还没有真正在荣耀基督。
Dear brother sister, if we only glorify Christ in the church, then we are not truly glorify God.
咱们教会今年 Labor Day 退休会的讲员是黄思嘉牧师，会再回到我们中间。
This past retreat we have.
This upcoming retreat. 那我多年以前就听到黄子佳牧师曾经讲过一个小故事。
Many years ago, I hear the pastor 黄子佳 talk about one story.
他说在教会里面呢，那个他们教会人也多，然后事情也多，好多弟兄姊妹那摆桌椅呀、拖地呀，然后就是这个弟兄们就很辛勤的服侍。
They have a lot of attendance, so people in the church they are doing a lot stuff activities.
那其中一位特别热心的一个弟兄呢，这个弟兄的妻子就有一次就小声告诉这个黄牧师。
One brother's wife just told the pastor.
说这个我这个丈夫啊，在教会里面什么活都干。
Say my husband do everything in church.
特积极。
Very proactive.
那在家里什么都不干。
But in home like he did nothing.
然后这个黄牧师有一次呢，看到那个弟兄就在那儿拖地呀，然后那个摆桌椅啊，很热心啊。
Pastor Huang saw the brother try to arrange the table in the church, clean the church, etc. So Pastor talked to this brother said,
再走过去拍拍那个弟兄的肩膀。
Pat the shoulder.
哎，弟兄啊，
said,
做得很好啊。
Good job.
在家里适当也做一点。
Maybe you can also do this thing at home.
哎，那这一句的提醒，哎，这个弟兄他就明白这个意思了。
So this gentle reminder just let the brother know.
啊，不过当然我们要把这个事情要讲全面啊，弟兄姊妹。
So we have to have a full perspective on this thing.
我也知道，确实有的弟兄、有的姐妹也是这样子。
I know some brother sister may have this.
就是一心的投在教会的事工、福音的事工上面。
Very passionate about ministry in church and help on church.
回到家已经累得不得了，辛苦得不得了。
When the brother and sister all come home, they feel like it's drain.
啊，那么这个时候呢，如果他的配偶是大家一起同心服侍，就适当的休息，自己多做一些。
If this about
就这个配偶啊，就理解自己的。配偶的这个辛苦啊，让他休息，自己呢就多做一点。
If another, if a spouse try to understand more and maybe can share a little bit more chores.
那这样是两个人一起在同心服侍主，大家注意啊。
Then the two, then the couple is try to serve the Lord and glorify the Lord.
但是若是我们一心只是做外面教会的工作，在家里面什么都不管，然后把一些重担都给丢给家人啊，那让家人呢自己很辛苦，那这样呢我们就要有一个平衡。
Yeah, if the one brother sister they do all the thing in the church and leave all the chore all the burden and for his or her spouse, then we really need to find a balance point.
最理想、最美好的，像家里家外，我们是一体的，我们都是在一起服侍主，在前方打仗，后方看守兵器。
Whatever is in the serving the church or taking care of the home, they are all important.
啊，让我们在全地上来荣耀基督。
Let us glorify God, glorify Christ in the whole world.
好，那么在全地上荣耀基督呢，在这里我要和大家特别的提出来几点啊。
So I want to mention some points.
一个啊，这个全地不单是指空间，也包括时间，是所有的时间，特别是包括我们不方便的时间。
So glorify Christ in the world is not only talk about the location, also we talk about time, all the time, particular inconvenience time.
所有的地点，特别是有危险，我们觉得好像不安全的地点。
Also including all the place, especially dangerous place.
好，所有的空间，特别是互联网的空间。
Also including all the space, especially internet space.
我们一个一个看啊。第一个，所有的时间，特别是在不方便的时间。
So all the time, particular inconvenient time.
那我们如果是在方便的时候，来做出来的这个好事，实际上不是，这是按照这个 Mother Teresa 所讲的，不是一个全心全意的好事。
So if we just do some good in our time, in our convenient time, it's not the actually the good thing.
那当然，特蕾莎修女也是同样啊，可能她在信仰方面有一些，她是一个天主教的修女，我们不是在这里去完全的认同。
So Mother Teresa, she is a Catholic.
但是他那种爱心的这个奉献和摆上，这是毫无疑问的。
But、
我们很多人是做不到的。
But her love, her devotion is not a lot of people can.
他就是一直的给予，给予，给予。
She gave all the time.
他的有一句名言就是：“你给给给，直到你给到痛了，自己感到痛了。”
One famous word is like just give, 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 and give until you feel heartbroken.
弟兄姊妹，这里同样有一个平衡，请大家一定要注意。
But brother and sister also want to mention about they have a balance point here.
不方便，我绝不是说，哎，你正在上班呢，正在那个跟老板开会见面做 project， 然后牧师打电话，哎，来啊，来教会帮我忙啊，那我就得来，不是这个意思。
I'm not saying about if you have a conversation with your boss at work and pastor call you, you have to immediately come to church. I'm not that mean.
公司把你 lay off， 别来找我。
if a company lay you off, don't find me.
我们当然在不同的时间，我们有我们的 priority， 我们有我们的优先次序，这是非常清楚的。
We do in a different time, we have priority and responsibility.
同样就像我们刚才也提到的，你如果需要有给你家人的时间，陪伴家人的时间啊，帮忙一起来做家务的时间，那这个是你的 priority。
So if you need time to spend with your family, need time to share the truth, it is your priority.
但是我在说的是，有的时候我们是觉得，哎呀，我为什么还要再去做啊？我有一次就这个去啊、这个一个地方一个讲道，然后呢啊这个讲完道，我也在讲十字架的这个信息，讲完以后，那夫妻来跟我说了一句话，哎呀，我说这个信息他们都没有再听明白。
So once I went to preaching a sermon and talk about the Christ, and after I finished, one couple come to me. They seems they don't really understand.
什么叫十字架的信息啊？
What is the message of the cross?
十字架信息叫非我为主，对吧？
The message of the is no me but Christ.
啊，耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己 ，deny himself.
Whoever follow me should deny himself and follow me.
啊，然后天天背起自己的十字架。
And bear the cross to follow God every day.
我在那个退休会，整个一个周末都在讲这个十字架的信息。
And during in that past weekend retreat, I was talking about this message whole weekend.
那结束的时候呢？啊，这对年轻夫妻就来跟我说了，哎，牧师啊，对自己好一点。
But in the end, a young couple come to me and said, please treat yourself a little bit better.
我说我舍己的功课 deny myself 还没学好呢。
And I said, I didn't even finish the work about deny myself.
这个地方我知道有一个非常非常 fine balance 啊，是我们当然要好好的来 take care 啊，我们自己的生命。
This have fine balance. We need to care for ourselves.
可是为的是更好的来服侍神。
But also we need a strike for serve Lord better.
我盼望达到，我还远远没有达到的，就是我自己一切我自己的感受。我自己的喜乐等等这些都不算得什么。
I wish one day I can reach to the point that my joy, my feeling is not about me anymore.
不是让把自己搞得舒舒服服的。
It's not for me to feel pleasure or comfortable.
我宁可是愿让我的主得到喜悦。
I'd rather to let my Lord get a glory and rejoice.
真的有的时候，我们觉得不方便的时间，可能是最需要的时间。
Sometimes inconvenient time may be the most needed time.
我常常举这个例子，那个疫情刚来的时候。
Oftentimes I have this example, like when the COVID first hit.
这时候真的是对我们信仰的一个考验。
It is a challenge in all our faith.
啊，现在回过头去几年，我们回顾一下看，有的基督徒本来看着很热心，疫情一来了，哇，一下好像有一个壳子，把自己装在那个保护壳子里面了。
Some Christians seem passionate at the beginning, but when the COVID hit, they put themselves in the box to try to protect them.
但是我也看到另外一些的弟兄姊妹。
But also I saw another brother sister.
哎呦，谁家这个需要买菜了，我们给他送菜去。
If some family the lack of some grocery, we try to bring them up.
哦，谁家没有卫生纸需要酒精送过去。
Some family lack of the toilet paper or cleaning wipe, we bring them up.
谁需要去看医生要做手术这个不能等的我开车送你去医院。
Some brother sister need urgent medical assistance or care, they drive them over there.
Convenient 吗？不 convenient.
It is a convenient time, no, oftentimes not.
但是这是最需要的时候。
But sometimes inconvenient time may be the most need time.
下面第二个，所有的地点特别是不安全的地点。
The second point, all the places, especially unsafe places.
请大家也要注意，我这里绝不是讲我们就是莽撞啊，我们就不要去保护我们自己，不是这个意思。
I mean no mean like a reckless or try to not protect yourself.
圣经当中，主耶稣传道，保罗传道都是忘我舍己的，不要命的传道。
So all disciples in the Bible, Paul, they all share the gospel without thinking themselves first.
但是该保护自己的时候保护不保护啊
？And they when come to protect themselves.
当然也保护了
they do protect them.
对不对时候没有到的时候
when the time is not yet,
被无辜要鞭打的时候
when they, be beating up, unreasonably,
他们没有莽撞
they are not reckless.
但是另外一方面
but in another hand,
如果要是我们都说我们要一个安全的地方
if we only, mention like, or focus on we need to go to some place safe
让那些宣教士去的地方往往都是不安全的地方
Those missionaries often let them go to the place they are not safe.
当年的景教入华唐朝的时候 Nestorians, in the Tang Dynasty, they came to China.
Okay.
The first missionaries who came to China. 有时候是多么的艰难。
The first missionary come to China is a very, very dangerous place.
Robert Morris, 这个我们知道，亚马，这个马里逊，入华不是亚马，马里逊入华都是1807年来到中国。那时候宣教士到了中国就是不准备回去的，就把命就准备就留在这边的呀，安全不安全。
18th century is a missionary come to China. When they come to China, they not think about going back. They decide they're going to spend, devote their life to share the gospel in Chinese.
宣教士刚到中国，在沿海这些地方，沿海比较开放，比较安全一点。
So when the missionary went to the coast area, they are more liberate, more open, more safely.
但是戴德生的中国内地会偏偏就往内地去。Hudson Taylor, Hudson Taylor, China Inland Mission.
Yeah, they went to mainland China.
因为那里最需要福音。
Because the people from inland China, this is the most needed people.
等到1900年义和团兴起的时候，中国内地会他们死了最多的宣教士，最多的人殉道。
So the 19th century, the missionary, they died.A lot because of the revolution.
但也正因为这样，中国内地会是为中国宣教工作做出最大贡献的。
But they do contribute the most for share the gospel in China.
把福音带到了偏远的内地。
They bring the gospel into the remote country in China.
今天我们讲全地荣耀基督。今天在凯瑞堂呢，是我们张快瑞牧师来分享信息。
We talk about the glorified Christ in the world in Durham, but also in the Carey side is a pastor.
Pastor Jacob John.
Okay.
我们知道他是一个军牧，一个 chaplain.
Yeah, he's a chaplain.
在我们这个南边的这个军营，82空降师的军牧。
So he's Air Force.
那我就有时候跟他聊的时候他就跟我讲。
Sometimes I talk with him and then he shares something to me.
所以说我们这些做军牧的呀，而且他们还不能拿枪的。
He as a pastor in the military, he cannot hold a gun.
他们呢都是跟着一起要往前线走的。
They have to go to the front line.
然后呢，这个空降师，这是美国的先锋部队、精锐部队，而且是最危险的，从天上叫人往下跳，底下是枪着打。
The Air Force is usually land from the air space, and usually is most dangerous because they easy to get attacked at first.
他说这种的跳伞叫做 combat jump， 就是战争当中的这个从上往下对着炮火跳。
So he calls this called combat jump and it's very dangerous.
他说在他们82空降师历史上，这个 combat jump 次数最多的是谁呢？
So in the 82 Air Force combat jump, who is the person to jump the most often?
是在第二次世界大战当中。
Oh, so it happened is in the World War II.
巴沙空降师的一位军牧。
So the pastor in the 82 Air Force combat, he's the person who jumped off of the plane the most.
当时那个打击纳粹，解放欧洲。
They attacked the Nazi and free the Europe.
战火纷飞是非常的可怕激烈。
In this war zone is a very dangerous, very unimaginable place.
但是这位军牧。他是一个天主教的军牧，他为了要到前线 去给些士兵们送圣餐。
But that pastor he was Catholic and he common jump from the airplane want to deliver the mail holy communion to the soldier in the front line.
把主的爱也送到前线。
Also bring the Christ love in the front line.
他也在那里荣耀他的主。
He also glorify.The name of Jesus.
也成为这支军队历史上这种最危险的跳伞最多的人。
He also becomes the most jumping from the combine jump in the history in World War II.
我这里呢有一个这是82空降师的一个，我看想放给大家哈。三分钟的一个短的视频。
So here's the video about this 82 Air Force.
Mm. 有这个箭头，但是 有一点他就跑掉了。没关系啊，这个大家也知道，这就是这个巴沙空降师他们为专门为这个军墓啊，因为把两位军墓 inducted into the Hall of Fame 啊，这一个纪念的一个仪式。
This video is supposed to be remembers of the past from the 82 Air Force.
没关系啊，我们就继续来往下。下面要第三点，我们还要讲所有的空间，在今天这个时代里面。
The third place also we had mentioned in this time, especially on the internet.
当我们说到全地的时候
，When we talk about the in the world.
已经不是传统意义上全地了，甚至包括现在的科技所创造出来的空间。
Also include the technology created space.
这个互联网的空间。
Internet space.
在这种隐蔽、匿名的空间当中，我们是否仍然在荣耀基督，弟兄姊妹
？In this anonymous internet space, are we still glorify God, glorify Christ?
当别人都看到我们的时候，我们说我们我是基督徒，我来传福音。我要荣耀主。
When people saw us in person, they said, "Oh, I'm Christian. I'm trying to share the gospel."
当每个人都穿着马甲的时候
，When everyone wear the jacket,
wear a vest,
vest,
when we're trolling, 是这个词吧 ？trolling, 我们是不是还在荣耀主啊
？Are we still glorify Christ?
我给大家讲件事。
Let me share one thing.
我从小学呢开始就是个算是个好学生。
When I'm in the elementary school, I consider myself a good student.
就是听老师话。
I'm a teacher's pet.
这个每年要争当这个叫三好学生嘛。
I'll try to be the best of my class.
然后呢，有一次啊，这是我小学时候的时候，印象很深。放学回家。
In my elementary school, one day I remember after class.
我就和这个同学这个小伙伴呢一起走路走回家。
I'm walk back to my home with my classmate.
离开了学校了，走在路上了。
Out of school, I walk on the way back home.
大家这个讲起话来呀，就开始有点肆无忌惮了。
And we just spoke without thinking.
作为一个小学生那样的孩子，我跟我们那个小朋友小伙伴就开始一起讲脏话了。
Then we just talk some curse words.
Swearing word 正在那里忘乎所以的时候
，During that time, we would just like have fun and talking about bad thing and the swearing word.
突然就听到后面有个声音
，Then I suddenly hear something behind me, somebody behind me.
这声音一听很熟
，It's very familiar voice.
我们一位老师
，It's from one of my teacher.
偏偏不巧，这个老师他自己也回家，正好走在我们后面。
What a bad luck! He also going back the same way as I.
说你们这几个学生怎么回事
？He asked, "What's going on with those students?"
怎么能讲这样话
？Why you guys swear bad?
转过来。
Turn back.
一转过来。
Why turn back?
老师不但看别的学生，也看见我，因为我还算个三好学生。
My teacher saw me. He's a little bit surprised.
说你怎么也讲
？He's surprised. How dare? Why you also among of them?
我得跟你班主任说说去。
Yeah, I need to talk to your lead teacher.
我当时真是感觉叫无地自容啊
！I feel so embarrassed.
我在教会里面老师面前是这个样子。
Oh, I pretend I'm a good student in front of my teacher.
离开了教会，在我朋友面前、小伙伴面前就是另外一个样子。
Out of the classroom, I act differently.
我们今天在一个物理的世界当中一个样子，然后在一个虚拟的空间又是另外一个样子。
Sometimes maybe we act differently in the different space, particularly in the internet space.
如果今天我们有这样的情形
，If we have this situation，
弟兄姊妹，我们不能够诚实的说我们是在全地荣耀主。
If you act differently in different space, we cannot honestly say we are glorifying Christ in the whole world.
那么，如果我们有这样的情形
，If we meet this situation，
我们有两个抉择。
We have two solutions.
第一个抉择
，One，
今天很多世界上人也是这样子的。
Oftentimes a lot of people from the not unbeliever also.
那怎么样呢？就干脆就自暴自弃。
They just give up.
我就认了。
Give up and giving.
我的本性就是这样子。
They're gonna say this is my nature.
所以呢，在这个物理的世界当中，我也就活出真我。
They said that's my true self.
所以弟兄姊妹们， 实际上我们也看到这个互联网是一把双刃剑，当互联网起来这些年，让我们看到这个世界的整个一个道德伦理的状况在滑坡，大家都承认吧。
Brother, sister, we often can see the internet is a double sword, and since the internet actually invade our moral standard in society is just going very down.
还有第二个抉择，是我们基督徒的抉择，就是我要立志荣耀主。
But the second our Christian have a resolution is we decide to glory God.
在那个虚拟、隐蔽、私密的空间里面。我仍然做一个爱主的基督徒。
In the internet space, nobody know, and are we still able to glory God? And as Christian, we should have this decision to make.
好，下面我们继续来看。
Next, we're gonna keep going.
这是刚才一开始我们所读过的这两节的经文。
We already read these two verses.
其中的第十二节就是我们教会今年的主题经文。
The verse 12 is our same hope of our whole year.
那这里呢，我想特别指出，就是我们这一节的主题经文实际上是来自帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章。
This verse is come from Thessalonians, second Thessalonians.
啊，那我们也知道，好多弟兄姊妹都知道，这个帖撒罗尼迦后书是一篇很特别的书信。
The second Thessalonians is a very special letter.
啊，那我们呢？再把这个提上的后书第一章的第四到第十节，就是它前面的啊，这上下文也给大家来看一下。
So we can see the context of Second Thessalonians chapter 1:4-10.
那这段我就来读中文就好了啊。甚至我们在神的各教会为你们夸口，都因你们在所受的一切逼迫患难中，仍旧存忍耐和信心，这正是神公义判断的明证，叫你们可算配得神的国。你们就是为这国受苦。神既是公义的，就必将患难报应啊，就患难报应那加患难给你们的人，也必使你们这受患难的人与我们同得平安。那是主耶稣同他有能力的天使从天上在火焰中显现，要报应那不认识神和那不听从我主耶稣福音的人，他们要受刑罚，就是永远沉沦离开主的面和他全能的荣光。这正是主降临要在他圣徒的身上得荣耀，又在一切信的人身上显为稀奇的那日子。我们对你们做的见证你们也信了。This is the English passage. For the sake of time, I will leave it here and we just read again in the English version. 那我们要在这里和弟兄姊妹分享的是帖撒罗尼迦后书呢，其实讲到神的荣耀不单单是在这个第十二节我们的主题经文。
So the second Thessalonians is not only mentioned about the glory in second Thessalonians.
在整个这一段的经文当中，第九节、第十节和第十二节，荣耀 doxa 这个希腊文这个字连续出现三次。
They show up the doxa for three times.
啊，有名词形式，有动词形式。
They have a verb form and a noun form.
啊，在第九节这里讲到的 glory of his power， 我们直接看下面这一页就好了。那么第九节讲到神全能的荣光，这个荣光就是荣耀。
The verse 9 said the glory of his power.
第十节又讲到主要在他的圣徒身上得荣耀。
The verse 10 said to be glorified in his saint.
然后第十二节就是我们今年的主题经文说叫主耶稣的名在你们身上得荣耀。
The verse 12 is also our main verse for whole year. The name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him.
那我们常常讲一个很重要的概念，就是在圣经当中啊，如果短短的一个篇幅当中一个词连续多次出现是为着什么。
If in the scripture the same word emphasized multiple times in the short passage, what does that even mean?
是不是在浪费笔墨？
It's no waste the word.
不是浪费笔墨。
This is no waste.
是在做什么？强调。
It's trying to emphasize.
那么为什么在这里在反复的强调神的荣耀？
Why here is emphasized God's glory multiple times?
强调基督的荣耀。
The emphasize the glory of the Christ.
这里我们就说到帖撒罗尼迦后书为什么是一卷特别的书了。
That's why we talk about why Second Thessalonians is a special letter.
哎，咱们这有新约班主日学的同学老师啊，《帖撒罗尼迦后书》主要讲一个什么论？神学上什么论？你知道？哎，对了，末世论啊！你知道这个快进入 Y2K 的时候啊，那时候好多教会啊，哎，我们好好学《帖撒罗尼迦前后书》。
Second Thessalonians is more mentioned about the ending time.
啊，那特别讲到主的再来呀，《帖撒罗尼迦后书》。
Also emphasize Christ's return.
啊，所以在这样一个第一章和后书第一章就讲到主要在降临、主要审判这样一个极其重要的末世论的这样一个宣告当中。
The emphasize the first is the punishment, the God's coming back.
使徒保罗不断的说：“神的荣耀，神的荣耀，神的荣耀。”
And also Apostle Paul said the glory of the God.
基督要再来了。
The Christ gonna coming back.
他的荣耀要彰显。
His glory gonna show and emphasize.
弟兄姊妹，你盼望神国的荣耀吗？
Brother, sister, are you looking for God's coming back?
你盼望主的再来吗？
Are you coming, looking for the Christ's return?
刚才我们提到 Y2K.
We just mentioned about the Y2K.
99年年底的时候。
The 1999.
很多人说这个千禧年要来了。
The people talking about the millennium was coming.
是不是基督也要快来了？
They're thinking, is Christ coming?
实际上那个时候啊，大家还有一个争论呢。
During that time, people have a debate.
大家那时候在争论到底千禧年从哪一年开始，大家记得吗？
There's a debate, what exactly the, this millennium star?
进入 Y2K 2000年的时候，哦，特别大的庆祝，有人就说庆祝早了，早了一年。
Some people say you celebrate a little bit early in 2000 for Y2K.
啊，这个2000年是20世纪的最后一年。
The 2000 is actually the ending of the 21st century.
2001年实际上才是21世纪的开始呢，有人就在那说。
So some people say if you start in 2001, that's actually the first Y2K.
可能有道理，不过呢，绝大部分人还是都以2000年为新世纪的新千年的开始。
But majority people still agree the 2000 is the beginning of a millennium.
等到2001年开始的时候，没有多少人再提千禧年了。
It's not a lot of people mentioned in 2001.
好，弟兄姊妹们。
But brother and sister.
你有意识到吗？
Have you realized?
如果21世纪是从2000年开始。
If the millennium started with 2000.
到现在，21世纪就正式的过去四分之一了。
Now we are already officially past a quarter of 21st century.
时间快不快？
Times fly.
我小时候我们都还展望21世纪呢。
When I was young, they are looking for 21st century.
小朋友一画图画个火箭啊。
There are some people drawing the picture of the rock.
画个原子符号啊，实现四化。这个又难了啊。A picture of an atom. 你看。然后to achieve modernization of China in the new century. That's our dream in the past. 那即使如果是从2001年开始，弟兄姊妹，今年也是这个第一个是四分之一的最后一年啊。
Even start with the 2001, now is the first quarter of the 21st century has only 1 year left.
我们人类不单是基督徒，我觉得我们整个人类真的应该好好的回想一下。
As a not only Christian, as a humankind, we need to reflect.
The first quarter of this new century.
The first quarter of the new century.
我们到底是怎么过来的？
What exactly, how we do?
这个世界更美好了吗？
Is this, whole world become better and better?
更太平了吗？
More peaceful than ever?
在这一个 quarter, 四分之一的这个世纪当中，我们可真的是什么都看到了。
In this quarter of 21st century, we do see a lot of change.
恐怖的袭击，自然的灾害。
Terrorists, natural disasters.
全球性的大瘟疫。
The global pandemic.
国攻大国，民攻大民。
The nation fighting nation, the people against each other.
大家都以为好像和平就是一个天经地义的事情的时候。
When people often say peace is just a normal thing, but actually no.
我们作为教会，作为基督徒，我们更好的荣耀基督了吗？
But as a Christian, are we glorified evermore?
在全地上荣耀主了吗？
Are we glorified Christ in the whole world?
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣何时再来？我不知道。
Brother, sister, when the word Lord Jesus coming back, I really don't know.
但是我知道两点。
I surely know two things.
我也非常感谢神，我们的敬拜团队今天带我唱这首诗歌里面有讲到主的再来，大家注意到吧。
I'm very thankful the worship team sing this song mentioned about the Christ coming.
同小弟兄，我们是同感一灵啊，你也没有问我，我也没跟你说，我是要讲这个。
We didn't often talk before this.
我们是不是一个盼望主再来的人？
We are the people who are looking for Christ's return.
盼望主荣耀的人。
We are the people who are looking for God's glory.
第一点，我知道看今天的世界，主再来的日子已经非常的近了。
As I'm looking at the world today, I know the days of the Lord's second coming is very soon. It's very near.
第二点，我知道更简单，就是而且又近了一年了。
Second, just simply one more year near.
没错吧？
Is it right?
最后，我们今天的结论非常的简单。
So conclusion is very simple.
抓住时机，在全地上荣耀我们的主。
We need to seize the moment and glorify Christ in the world.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
主啊，我们实在是渴望您的再来。
Lord, we're longing for you coming back.
看到您大能的荣耀再一次完全的彰显。
We're longing for your glory and show again.
您就要审判全地。
You judge the whole world.
审判那不信的人。
Judge the unbelievers.
也审判你的教会，你的儿女。
Also judge the church and the new people.
主啊，我们愿您在我们身上得到荣耀。
Lord, we hope we can glory your name.
主啊，我们渴望主的荣耀。
Lord, we are longing for you, longing for your glory.
你渴望活出彰显你的荣耀。
We're longing for living out life like you.
求主让我们立志为主而活。
Let us make the resolution to live for you.
我们活着就是基督。
Let us know I but Christ.
奉主的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.